This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. State wildlife officials have lifted restrictions on the size and number of fish licensed anglers can take from the Johnstown Reservoir, southeast of Loveland. The loosened fishing rules were issued because crews from the town of Johnstown plan to completely drain the lake so they can make emergency repairs to a dam. The lake is stocked with trout, bass, and other warm water species. Regular fishing restrictions return November 1st. A former Amazon warehouse worker is suing the company, alleging that it forces employees to work without pay. CPR's Matt Moret explains.
The proposed class action lawsuit claims Amazon makes people complete COVID-19 screenings in order to work, but that it does not pay for that time as part of their shifts. The woman behind the suit says the process can take over an hour a day with wait times and testing. If a judge approves the complaint as a class action, it could include more than 10,000 people at 5 warehouses across Colorado. The state's labor law requires employers to pay for any time staff is on duty. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
The first commercial flight in more than 4 years took off from Northern Colorado Regional Airport yesterday. About 180 passengers boarded the flight to Burbank, California. Which was operated by low-cost carrier Avalo Airlines. Officials say the relaunch is a pivotal step for the region's transportation infrastructure. Roughly 600,000 people now live within 30 miles of the airport. This is CPR News.